This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We, of course, have time for you. If you want to join us here, we'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username here in moments. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And there's actually a little bit of good news coming up soon. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about this tonight. Barack Obama letting people out of prison. Now, normally, that doesn't sound like good news. But in this particular case, I think it is, because we're talking about nonviolent people, drug offenders, things like that. But first, Mark, you've got an opinion piece from, was it Slate?
Salon.
Salon, Slate. I get them mixed up. They're kind of similar, aren't they?
In some ways, yeah, they've certainly got some similarities as far as the direction of the content. But Salon...
Salon wants to ban guns, huh?
I think Salon is more overtly liberal, progressive, socialist, whatever terminology one wishes to use. I believe it is, yeah. And in this one, the they give time to somebody here who named Hollis Phelps, who says the Second Amendment must go. We ban lawn darts. It's time to ban guns. So he's not trying to sneak this one in or anything like that. He's being 100% clear as to what he's talking about. Ban guns.
Now, I believe it was the sale of lawn darts that are banned, correct? In that it is not something that if a police officer were to find
you
some
with
lawn,
lawn darts
in your possession, that you would be charged with anything.
I suspect that's the case. I don't know if you can resell lawn darts, though. So if you run a secondhand store and you run across...
Or garage sale,
and you run across some lawn darts, because we had these things when I was a kid. They were awesome. You throw them up in the air, they come back down. But you're right. You get pegged in the head with a lawn dart, and that's it. It's over. You know, thing go right through your skull at the right angle. And apparently it did kill three people, probably all of them kids.
I've never played, I realize we're going astray from the topic here, but I've never played lawn darts. Did you have a chance when you were a kid?
You're a little younger.
You got about a decade on me. Did you have a chance when you were
young? Oh, yeah, we had lawn darts. Okay. Metal weighted lawn darts.
Is it like horseshoes where you're kind of chucking them at another place?
Oh, I see. Yeah,
in that there's like an area in which they are all supposed to land?
I believe, as I recall, it's a small hula hoop type thing that you're chucking them at.
So, in that case, then someone who would be getting hit in the head with one of these things would be standing in the wrong place, or someone would be
playing by the rules,
throwing them at the person. Right?
That's if you're playing by the rules. Okay. I mean, the best thing about lawn darts is throwing them up in the air. And... how high can you throw them up in the air?
Oh, God. Okay, I see how this can go wrong.
I mean, the fun of lawn darts isn't trying to getting it into the game. I mean, get into the hoop. It's throwing those babies up as high as you can.
Putting yourself in jeopardy.
Watching them come down.
The fun?
Well, I'm not saying that you would necessarily want to throw it up above yourself.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, when there's kids running around with lawn darts and they're throwing them up in the air at some point or another, you're lucky if it just comes down on the hood of the car and goes through, right? If it comes down on the head of a kid and goes through, then you got to explain to the next door neighbors, why their kid's dead in your front lawn.
Do you remember if you had any close calls?
Yes. We certainly had the close. We had everything we played with that were close calls.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was nothing we didn't play with that wasn't a close call. We had BB guns. We were shooting each other with them. And that was, before airsoft guns and paintball guns, you knew you had gotten hit because you had a big red welt. So, yeah. Indeed. That's how we rolled. What can I tell you?
Let's hear Salon on banning guns.
They say
what are they going to bring to the table that's new in this one?
You know, it's a kind of a long article. I'm just going to make some of his brush over some of his major points here. He, our youngest son, just transitioned from crib to bed, so we didn't plan to have any more children. We decided to sell the crib. It was a hand-me-down from his older brother. It's a nice, well-made crib, made from real wood, and bought at a reliable company. We could easily resell it for a handsome price, but we found out a few weeks ago we can't. because it's a drop-side crib. And unbeknownst to us, the Consumer Product Safety Commission had banned the manufacture, sale, and resale of drop sides in 2010. Wow. By the way, we had a drop side for my son, and that was before 2010.
That means like one of the four sides comes off, or
it slides down.
Okay,
it drops down so you can get to the kid, and it, you know, it can be bad in some circumstances. It's not terribly dangerous by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a little dangerous. There, you know, there's better ways to construct a crib.
Okay.
So they couldn't sell their crib, and they wouldn't do it anyway because they're good law-abiding citizens. And then he brushes over the points of lawn darts and says, guns have killed many more infants and toddlers than drop-side cribs, not to mention older children, adolescents, and adults. Guns have killed many more than a host of other objects not originally designed to kill.
Guns are just a tool, and it is people who kill those people.
Well, handguns are designed for killing people, generally. I think you can carry a handgun to protect yourself from, say, bear, cougar, a variety of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, mostly what people have a handgun for is, you know, for personal protection. And there's a great joke about, I don't know, some army guy going to, going to the store. Somebody sees him with a gun on his hip and says, are you expecting any trouble? No, ma'am. If I was expecting trouble, I'd have brought my rifle. And that's really, a gun is, according to the Marines, a handgun is to fight your way back to your rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So a handgun is just a convenient item to carry to protect yourself. And so, you know, That's really the point of them, is to shoot people.
Sure, but I think that saying guns kill people is tantamount to saying that cars kill people. Normally, the car just sits there on its own,
sure,
and it doesn't self-animate. There's usually someone who has to sit behind the driver's seat and do some things, pull some levers, and turn a wheel in order to get a car to result in someone's death.
The purpose of a car is to transport you somewhere. The purpose of a handgun is to shoot people or bears or cougars or a few other things. You're pretty much not pulling a handgun out to take out varmints or something. You'd rather have a rifle for that.
I see what you're saying.
So, and that's what the purpose is. He goes on to say, well, he wants to talk about rights. It's not clear to me that gun ownership accomplishes that purpose. It seems that more that the case...
The right to bear arms?
The right, in other words, is a goal that the individual... I skipped a little bit. The right, in other words, a right is a goal that it protects the individual or the common good, and both at the same time, even if we don't like to use such weighty moral terminology nowadays. And he says it's not clear to me that gun ownership accomplishes...
I don't agree with his definition of rights.
Right, I don't either. A right is something that's inborn, but... One thing that he's not pointing out here is there is a common good to guns. There's the old saying, God made man and Sam Colt made him equal.
Well, guns are used in a whole lot of cases where somebody is, whether it's an equal balance of power or not, where someone is able to stop an aggressor, someone is able to stop a madman, someone's able to stop somebody who has lost it. And
those
don't get the same kind of press coverage.
No, they don't.
School shooting.
I saw a citation that said that the Center for Disease Control said that guns were used 80 times in protective situations.
I'm not sure why the CDC would be reporting on
that. That's what the citation said. I didn't go back and read the report by the CDC that was referenced.
Well, there are countless times where guns are used either by flashing or by actually pulling it out on someone to stop a crime from being committed, in many cases to stop a violent crime, and those don't always get reported. So even the report, you know, if you just look at the raw numbers, there's more people who are saved by guns than killed by guns. I think that's a pretty solid truth, but and I don't know by what percentage you said 80 times or
that's the number that was quoted.
I mean, I believe it, but the actual number, I mean, is that if that's based on statistics, then the actual number is higher because not everybody's going to report if you're walking down the street in the middle of the night.
80 seems generous to me.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is not everybody's going to report it. I don't know where they pulled that number from, but I don't know if it includes the people who don't report it, because you couldn't possibly include those, could you estimate them.
Well, estimating is probably all you can do.
You can't possibly estimate them.
You can't possibly estimate all kinds of things, but they do. They just estimate.
Well, I'm sorry. I would look at that number as questionable.
It's worth pointing out that Great Britain has a higher violent crime rate than the United States does.
But they don't have legal guns.
they don't have legal guns. And one of the reasons probably is consider this for a second. Why did swords keep getting longer? Why did the Romans fight with a very short sword called the gladius, and the Three Musketeers have a very long sword called a saber? Well, the reason was is because a long sword, you know, a sword that's 2 or 3 inches longer is going to take out, is the guy with the longer sword is going to win.
All right, so far in this argument, I've heard guns kill people.
Yeah,
that's one. That's the one point I've gotten from this so far. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you think guns should be banned, you agree with the salon, would love to hear from you. 855-450-3733 or Skype in at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm often asked if a home inspection is required. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. The answer is usually no, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have one done. A home inspection is not a home appraisal. The purpose of an appraisal is to establish the fair market value, and a home inspection is to inform a potential buyer as to the condition of a home. Purchasing a home with the assurance of good condition, or at least the knowledge of any potential issues, makes for more accurate pricing and cost expectations. Both of these clearly are to your benefit. By comparison, the cost of an inspection is small. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be a trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, as is the case, whenever there's some sort of gun violence, there's usually a plethora of editorials. The New York Times did one on the front page of their newspaper. They pronounced that it was the first time in nearly 100 years. I think 1920 was the last time they put an editorial on their front page about banning guns, or more, I guess, heavily restricting them. Salon is saying it's time for an outright ban, or at least that's what I've heard thus far. We haven't been through much of this piece. So far, they have basically claimed that, well, guns are bad because guns kill people.
And that's really the claim.
Ignoring all the times that guns have saved people as well. So, you know,
there's no look at that at all.
In the article.
That's really the point is that the consideration is that, first off, you know, you have to understand that in order to take guns from people, or at the very least stop people from getting guns, you have to have people with guns to stop them.
Yep, that's
so
true.
The idea is that government bureaucrats are more well, you know, and they are more well trained in many cases. Police are required to go to the range more often, and they probably do go more often than your average gun owner, because there's a lot of gun owners out there. Some gun owners are very, very well trained, and you know, it's good to have folks like that out there. But you know, ultimately, this isn't about, you know, getting guns out of America. This is about getting guns out of the hands of citizens. That's what this always means, every time.
So we're going to get back into that. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, there's a movement in healthcare today, which is a movement of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you that are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people like you who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com, or call them at 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare at joinlhs.com. Let's go to Dave. He's in Indiana listening to WIVC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hello, you hippies. No, I'm kidding. Look, this is why California needs to secede, and what we'll do is we'll just move all the anti-gunners to California with their beautiful weather and Hollywood and everything they enjoy.
They do get the best weather.
Well, in 6 months, we'll be airdropping them toilet paper and Twinkies anyway, but we won't be bailing them out.
I kind of agree with this, but I'm going to go a little bit further. There's a red America and there's a blue America out there, right? There are about 10 states that you'd call purple states, but the other 40 are pretty firmly one way or the other. And it's not just presidential elections. I mean, generally, why does this group of blue states have to live under a Republican president when they're elected? And why does the group of red states have to live under the Democratic president? Why can't the United States government just split into two organizations? We already have the Democratic and Republican Party. Just split into two, and we'll see which ones can rule which ones properly. Just become two nations that they can opt in and opt out of.
I'll answer that for you. It's because the left refuses to acknowledge federalism. Okay, and here's an example. California has a lot of bad law, okay? I don't live in California. I live in Indiana, specifically because I love my Second Amendment, and Indiana is pretty much gun-friendly. I don't think we're top 10, but we're gun-friendly. Now,
pretty good.
The left wants one answer for all, meaning whatever law they have in California that they create is so cosmopolitan and intellectual and elite and so evolved that they want to press it on the other 49 states, or you could use New York in that situation if you wanted to, too. The left wants one answer for everybody. So if you take guns, if California laws, which are terrible for gun owners, they want to press those laws on the rest of the nation. So the left will never accept, as we would, that most of the laws that are we deal with every day should be state laws. It should be like about a 25-75 split, 25 federal, 25 or 75 state. The left does not like that because they want their answer for everybody. So, therefore, they couch every issue as a civil right. They have a right to things. They have a right to wealth. They have a right to housing, so on and so forth. They don't want independent states. They don't want two different answers in two different states.
Seems like the right is the same way. I mean, you got the Republicans didn't do anything to make the federal government any smaller under George W. Bush.
If you want me to defend Republicans, we're going to be a while.
Okay.
I've been thrown out of the Republican Party.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering, you said we earlier, so I was wondering who you were referring to then. So you weren't talking about Republicans, and I presume you weren't talking about you and I because we disagree on some things. So who were you referring to when you said we?
We disagree on the fact that if you smoke pot, I just don't want you to exhale. You can smoke pot in public. I just don't want you exhaling.
But when you were saying we earlier,
do you see how that should be a state? Do you? We would agree that should be a state law, right? Not a federal law.
That's what he was just saying.
So every state should decide for themselves about pot. But with guns, again, I am all for every leftist moving. We'll give them California, New York, and New Mexico. And we'll even give them, I don't know, North
Who
Dakota.
Is we? You keep saying we. Who is we?
The people, gun owners. Gun owners. Yeah, that's a canary. Yeah, because guns are the canary in the coal mine. You know that saying, the Second Amendment guarantees the other rights.
Well,
yeah. True.
Well, I support secession. I'm with you on that point. I think that that the idea of secession needs to be talked about. It needs to be talked about among people on the left,
but when it comes to the right. Secession isn't the answer here. The United States Constitution, that is the foundation, the founding government document here.
Yeah, and it failed.
Republicans and Democrats failed the politicians failed
but
the
whatever,
Constitution
failed.
A long time
it's over.
Ago.
Let's move on. Secession time.
Couch the argument in terms of constitutionally minded people and leftists.
How's the secession movement in Indiana? That's my question.
Probably not good. It's landlocked.
Well, we don't have a coastline. I mean, we don't have any seaports. Texas.
There's plenty of countries in the world that are landlocked and they're doing just fine.
I don't think we're there yet. I'm like I said, I'm in favor of.
So wait a minute. So secession is
California.
Hold on. So secession is something you want for other people, but you don't want it for yourself.
Well, it would be nice if they would do it. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
let's say there's an option for Indiana to secede tomorrow. California hasn't left yet. So California, New York, these big government places are still in the union. They're still working to change the laws and the feds to try to regulate you and your life. If you could go ahead and vote for secession for Indiana, would you do it?
Well, it depends on what happens with the national election. If we get a Republican Congress, and that's not a rubber stamp on all Republicans, and we get somebody like, say, Ted Cruz or Rand Paul in the White House, I wouldn't be so quick to leave. Now, if Hillary wins it in 2016 and she gets either the House or the Senate, I think we're talking about secession in very real terms, and I think we're talking about Texas because really, geographically, Texas has all the assets that...
Texas is basically its own country.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We need more people who actually believe in secession right now, regardless of what happens to some election in the future. Because you should know, it's just going to get worse, whether it's a Democrat or Republican that wins.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can still shop at saveitpurse.com. The holidays are obviously closing in here. We're about a week away from Christmas, I think. Less than a week, actually, at this point. Very, very close. And so if you want to go and get real fast shipping, then you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com, go straight through Amazon and get your last minute shopping done that way. You can still use, of course, saveitpurse.com if you've got Bitcoin and you want to save 20% or maybe more on your purchases through Amazon. Just start at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Of course, they still have Purse Instant where you can instantly save 5%. On pretty much anything at Amazon.
SaveItPurse.com has been a real game changer for my family. Now we can buy pretty much anything, because you can get pretty much anything at Amazon at a 20%, 20, 25, 30% discount. And that's a big, big, big savings. Essentially, our discretionary spending has increased by 25%. That's huge. It's
or
like we're getting a raise.
Stock a little bit more away at the end of the year, too.
Indeed.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Ralph, how do you feel about gun freedom?
I'm not really interested about the issue of gun, you know, but I would like for people to arm themselves.
Well, you're there in New Jersey, which is one of the worst places for guns. Go ahead.
You know, how about that situation in Baltimore, Maryland, where they just had a hung jury?
Oh, the hung jury.
I mean, Yeah,
you're talking about the guy. You're talking about the guy that got killed in the back of the police van in Baltimore. That case.
Well, yes, yeah, that right, that, and you know.
What about it?
You got the protesto and the agitator turning out, and you know, there's question that I'd like to ask right now to the both of you, given the fact that Obama is so you know. Commanded up everything in this country right now is the issue of race, okay? Is race relations better or worse under Obama? I ask black people that question, too.
Compared to what?
What it was a few years, several years ago.
You're talking about comparing to what, George W. Bush?
Compared to Bush, compared... Let's go back to Reagan, even. Let's go back to Reagan, okay?
Honestly, I have no opinion about that. I think that generally...
I can't tell you from that time frame. I don't know enough about how things were. You're asking sort of a social question,
yeah.
And I wasn't really alive.
I really like to, you know, get the point of view from the white guilty on what they think of this. Because, honestly, you know, that whole situation in Baltimore, yeah, the white guilty are besides themselves. They're handling it. I'm talking in particular about the governor.
Well, how do you think that guy died? I mean, the Freddie Gray. He has a broken back. And how do you think that happened in police custody?
Well, do you think the police will get a fair trial on this? Do you think the police will get a fair trial on this? Given the fact that...
No, usually they don't.
They got a hung jury. He didn't get found guilty. Here, let me tell you. Ralph, let me tell you. One second. If you go to trial in the United States as an average individual, your chances of getting found guilty are 66%. And that's the people that go to trial. And fewer than 1% of people go to trial. So therefore, what I'm... And the police's chance of winning a trial is significantly higher. So do I think they got a fair trial? I don't think they got a trial like you and I would get because they are considered super citizens. That guy died. I want to know why. They became custodians of that guy, and it's not okay if he was black.
Thanks, Ralph, for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Slim in New Hampshire. Listening in Keene, our very own Keene, to WKBK. Hey, Slim.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, I have had a concealed carry license for over 20 years now, and in that time I have stopped 3 crimes.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Twice by showing the gun and once by pointing it. I've never had to shoot anybody, and God forbid I don't ever want to, but I will defend myself, my family, my home, and innocent bystanders. But this raises an interesting question. Say I'm at a mall, which I never go to, but say I'm at a mall and there's an active shooter and I take him out. What the hell do I do then?
Meaning?
Well,
you probably shouldn't leave the scene.
The SWAT team is going to arrive and I don't want to get shot.
Sure.
You probably want to put your gun down, would be a good first step, at least put it away or, you know, lower it and then proceed to try to make yourself not look like a threat. That would be my guess. Hopefully somebody witnessed and saw you shoot the bad guy, given that it's a mall. Although nowadays no one goes to malls anymore, at least hardly anybody, so there might be no one around.
Yeah, well, I would think that if you looked casual or you were lying on the ground, you'd be in better shape.
Yeah, probably. But I had a situation where I had to draw the gun to stop an assault on a woman in an alley. The police showed up. I had put my gun away, and I was about to explain to the police what happened. And a woman points at me and screams, "He's got a gun! He's got a gun!" And this
was this in New Hampshire?
No, this was down in Clinton, Massachusetts.
Okay, that
sounds
sense.
Like it happened in Massachusetts.
Yeah, really.
It can't be New Hampshire. Okay.
Yeah, so,
well, that was,
you know.
That's mistake number one, is going to Massachusetts. You had a gun in Massachusetts?
You can't really get out of New Hampshire without passing through Massachusetts or New York, Ian.
No, I lived there at the time, unfortunately.
And you had a legal gun in Massachusetts? That's not an easy thing to do, right?
Oh, I tried for 20 years to get a license, and I finally moved to a little small town, Berlin. And in 10 days, I had a license to carry.
Were you the same guy who called as a former cop? Were you the former governor?
No, God, no.
There was a guy in Massachusetts who called our show who was actually like a police chief at one time who'd retired. He tried to get his pistol permit from Massachusetts, you know, what would be in the police chief and all, and they denied him. So, like, I'm amazed that you got... This was 20 years ago, so it's probably
why. If you live in Massachusetts, you can get a New Hampshire non-resident license. If you live in New Hampshire, you cannot get a license to carry in Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
It's ridiculous.
Slim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And thanks for helping keep people safe out there.
Thank you for what you do.
It's our pleasure. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I mean, there's yet another example of the myriad of them, of people who have saved people's lives, have stopped robberies from occurring.
If we asked everybody who had a situation like this occur, like Slim did, and just opened up the phone lines at 855-450-3733 and asked them to tell their story about how they stopped a crime from committing, we would just be taking boring call after boring call that says, person, I showed a gun, I deployed a gun, they stopped, and that was it, and they didn't die.
Yeah.
Well, and there might be the story where, well, you know, I had to pull the trigger on somebody, and I've had to live with that my whole life, and it's really, you know, it caused me to have bad dreams and a variety of other things. But ultimately, yeah, guns make it so that a weak person can defend themselves against a strong person.
All right, well, so you had started the show out tonight with a story from Salon.com, I believe it was, that is advocating for the banning of guns, correct? And we just barely got started with that. The first point they made was that people have died from use of guns.
Right, so the author goes on here, says, guns don't kill people. People do, some will say. But people use guns to kill people, and it makes it much easier to do so, including on a mass scale. It's always about the mass shootings, because the United States has more mass shootings than most places, and that's
true.
The thing they point out. But mass shootings are a very small percentage of the murders in the United States.
Right.
And if you want to protect yourself against a mass shooting, maybe the best thing to do is to have a concealed carry permit. Now, I'm not for concealed carry permits. I think places should be like Vermont, where anybody who has a gun can carry it on them if that's what they want to do. And there's other states in the Union, too, but Vermont's, I guess, most famous for that.
Vermont, Alaska, Arizona, they're all three of the best, right? And then New Hampshire is kind of behind them.
He says it specifically ignores what guns are for. They're for killing people.
Uh-huh.
That's their intended purpose.
855-450-FREE. I want him to tell me something I don't know.
He's not gonna. What is a gun grabber gonna possibly tell you? They're always short on facts.
855-450-FREE. If you want to ban some guns, you should give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. You can also bring up anything.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-951-9458. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-951-9458. 1-800-951-9458.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition as we are here on the pre-Christmas holiday weekend. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of shopping as the week goes on here. But we're going to be live throughout the holidays. That is my intention. It's usually the case. We can manage to bribe a board operator to come in at the network studios in Minnesota as we produce here in Keene live content throughout your holiday season, including Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. That's my goal. I can't guarantee it'll happen, but odds are good. It'll pan out.
I think it's happened pretty much every year for the last 10
more years than I can count. Yeah. So join us throughout the holidays. We'll be here providing you with something to do, something to entertain you with, rather than the same old reruns of Charlie Brown's Christmas or whatever the hell it is that they put on TV. The claymation reindeer and that stuff. You remember all that.
Do they still have TV?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some TV once when I was down in Florida a few years ago. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Story from Salon.com saying guns are scary because they kill people, or rather, as I pointed out, it's people that kill people with guns. And if they don't have a gun, then they'll kill them with other things like knives or their bare hands. But tell me more, Mark, about why guns should be banned, according to Salon.com.
The problem is going on with the author here. The problem is the irresponsible gun owners are criminals, not the overwhelming majority of law-abiding citizens who choose to own a gun and use guns responsibly. People say, well, he's going to rebut that. A fair point at one level, but most everyone's responsible and law-abiding until they're not. People in committed relationships usually go into them with fidelity in mind, yet infidelity is common and often unexpected. It's similar with guns and gun owners. No responsible gun owner ever thinks they'll ever misuse their guns until he, keeps on saying he, does something stupid, gets angry in the wrong place at the wrong time, leaves it unattended with children around, or simply snaps. Mm. Perhaps that doesn't happen most of the time.
Happens to cops, too.
Well,
they've left guns in, like, public toilets and things like that.
Sure, there's all kinds of cases where guns get left places, you know, with different types of law enforcement officers do it. It happens frequently enough to raise questions, even though most people usually don't raise those questions. So the idea is that hey, even responsible gun owners aren't responsible enough to have guns.
I say people are not responsible enough to have cars. I mean, look at all the crazy car accidents out there. Not just car accidents, but people, you know, plowing into people on purpose. I mean, there's no way to know when someone is going to have a psychotic break. And if they have a psychotic break and decide they're now in a video game, you know, Grand Theft Auto, and that they can start mowing people down with their car on a busy, you know, New York street, then there's nothing to stop that from happening.
The author finishes up here. He says, mass shootings that plague us and the daily individual acts of gun violence and death should lead us to make access to guns more difficult. We should, that is, seek to control access to them and their use. But even that's not far enough. We should get rid of them. That is, ban them. Guns create too many problems, promote too much fear, and lead to too many deaths not to consider banning them. Perhaps they were necessary at some point in our history, but let's declare them that time has run its course.
I declare the banning of all firearms. Alakazam! Poof!
That's what the suggestion is here. Now, I can see arguments that some gun owners make.
Alakazam, I say. Where are they? Why aren't they going away?
Right. Well, they're not intending to get rid of guns. They're just intending to get rid of guns in the hands of citizens. Because government agents are never going to be banned from having guns. Government power comes from the barrel of a gun. You have no government if you have no guns. Right?
They'll come up with something. If all of a sudden guns disappeared tomorrow, they'd arm themselves with swords or whatever.
Right. Sure. Before there were guns, the government had swords. But the government has the best weapons.
Right, yeah, sure.
That is to say. So, if we were to, let's start with banning guns. Liberals, I know you're out there listening. Progressives, whatever you wish to call yourself. I'm not intending to besmirch your names. I know you're thinking people. Let's eliminate the government from having them first. Let's get rid of the biggest weapons first. Let's get rid of all.
Yeah, set an example, government.
What is America going to be like if we get rid of guns in the hands of soldiers and police officers first? Because it's going to be a strange place.
Let's go to the phones. Gregory is in Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, yes. Hey, this is Gregory Foster. Yeah, I'm G-Rock. I'm real popular around here. I talk dangerous, but I don't do dangerous things. See, guns are made for a house. See, people hang around stores. Number one, the police say move it. You're under suspicion if you hang around the store. Most guns.
Gregory, real quick, do you have the radio on in the background? You got to turn it down.
Yes.
Because it's gonna drive you crazy, and it's gonna drive me crazy. And that's never a good thing.
Guns are made to hurt people and defend yourself. People hang around stores. You're under suspicion to be hanging around a store, and we should have more one way street. You know, you can't get away. Hardly.
Wait a minute, I gotta know more about this more one way streets thing. I find one way streets to be pretty annoying, and so why do we need more of them?
To get away after you commit any kind of crime, you're gonna try to get away. You're gonna go up in the streets, you know, in the street, or you're trying to go up a one way street. You go up a no way street, you know. After you use a gun, you know, you're gonna try to get away. If people hang around, you should be at home. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, somebody standing on the street, they got a gun. You know, it's hard to tell. I had a BB gun, and I draw the BB gun on people. Other people who came.
Wait a minute. You're still losing me here, Gregory. All right, so one-way streets, people are going to go whichever way they want if they're trying to escape from a crime. So why do you like the one-way streets?
They got a gun. They got a gun. If you're going to get away, if you're going to rob somebody, you're going to try to do it. You're going to go up a one-way street. So you're going to not have that. You're going to get caught.
That's funny.
Thanks for the call, Gregory. I appreciate it, man. You got to watch out for those one-way streets.
I'm not sure that I really get why a one-way street would be the thing, but, you know, there you go.
It's always exciting in the movies, you know, if you go up a one-way street because all the cars are coming at you.
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous to do that. I don't know why you'd want to go that way if you're trying to get away from a scene of a robbery. It would seem to be more difficult to go up a one-way street. I mean, if there's cars on the one-way street, it would seem to be relatively difficult. There's not as much room on either side. It's likely a smaller street.
Let me make my argument for gun grabbing, because I don't think that's the best one in the world.
Well, hold on. Pat's on the line here in Wisconsin, listening to the Mic 92.1. Hello, Pat.
Turn to regular. Hello.
Yes, thank you. Good idea.
Well, I mean, this analogy between cars and guns is not a good analogy. Well, for me it is. But with cars, people are required to pass a class, or they're required to pass a test in order to drive that car.
No, that's not true. Nope, I can get in a car without having taken any kind of test, put a key in and drive it wherever I want to.
That's very true, but we make some attempt to regulate cars. And, you know, maybe we need to make some attempt to regulate these
Well, I think that the car regulation should be abolished. I think that anybody should be able to drive if they want to. As long as they're safe. As long as they're safe. No. I mean, if they're dangerous, they should be taken off the road.
Ian, the argument for dangerous people in cars, I think, is a little murky here. But here's what my question would be, is that this country does have a Second Amendment, right? And it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And it's pretty clear, shall not be infringed is a pretty clear statement. Don't you think that people who want to infringe upon people's right to keep and bear arms should have to undo the Second Amendment first? Don't you think that's the proper line of attack here? Because we have a set of ground rules. Now, they've been broken over and over again, but we have a set of ground rules. Shouldn't, if we're going to play the game, shouldn't we play by the rules?
I kind of lost you there for a minute, but I guess that's one thing is to look at the Second Amendment and revise it, and another thing is to look at the Second Amendment and exactly maybe it's being misinterpreted. So, you know, isn't there something in there about...
What's your interpretation? Or what should it be advised to?
The way I read it is to maintain a militia, and this was in the days before there were standing armies and so on and so forth, and a standing navy and everything like that. I don't think that necessarily meant that any irresponsible person could go out and get a gun, and I don't think they foresaw all this, and they certainly didn't foresee assault rifles. You know, with rights come some responsibilities. So, you know, if you're going to drive a car, use a gun, and you've got to be responsible with it. And
I want to know what you'd like to see, Pat. If you want to stick with us, I want to know your vision for what things should look like. You said it should be revised. You said the Second Amendment should be revised. So if you had the ability, you woke up tomorrow morning and Pat was in charge of the United States government and you could just arbitrarily rewrite the Constitution, what would you want the Second Amendment to say? If you want to answer the question, I'd love to have you stick with us through the news. Otherwise, you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you support gun control, we really want to hear some persuasive arguments here, because Salon is not persuasive in this case. I mean, they're just saying guns hurt. There's people getting killed. Guns. You got to stop it. If you have a better argument, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.